Anyway, so yeah,
Jaws.
I do you want to take it? Since
Sure,
you
I'll take it
since you
since
didn't
I
get to
didn't
do
get
anything.
to.
Okay,
Oh,
go.
no.
Go, 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 go.
We might need a bigger something, I don't know. Jaws is fucking amazing. That's all I gotta say. I watched it for the first time in a long time. Not the first time ever, but the first time in a long time. And I was like, ooh, this is such a good movie. Jaws tells the tale of about. I need to pull up stuff because I'm very unprepared.
It's Jaws. How do you not know it? Oh wait, no, shit, you said you hadn't seen it in a while.
Yeah, like I'm very like I know things, but I also know things to a
It's
certain
okay, I can
point
help with
of
names
view.
if you're stuck.
So Jaws follows Chief Brody or Sheriff Brody or
Sheriff
Chief
Brody.
Brody, whatever it is. Sheriff Brody, there we go. He's a policeman. He's new to town, and there's a shark attack. A lady gets attacked by a shark when she goes with the nude swimming. That was
Yay.
a mistake, right? Well, just going swimming, period. Doesn't matter, nude or not. The
Right.
shark is probably happy, but because there's less, clothes in the digestive system. But anywho, she doesn't have a good time about her swimming, her naked swimming. She gets fucked. Hold on. She doesn't get fucked by the shark because that would be weird. She gets eaten by the shark. That's bad. Sorry, I'm not good with when it comes to using correct choice of words, so apologies. Especially in the state I am in right now, there is no filter on my mouth,
Which is worse
from
because
my
I'm
brain
running
to
the
my
show
mouth.
and I don't want any filters
Yeah,
on anyone. Ha.
exactly. But yeah, so she doesn't have a good day. She gets pretty much eaten, and Sheriff Brody is, hey, sharks are coming. We need a shark's coming. We need to close the beaches because it's not a good thing. People shouldn't be getting eaten by sharks. So, and the fucking mayor is like, you know what, dude? You can't close the fucking beaches down because that's all this town's got. You close the beaches down, we're fucked. There's a lot of people
We
getting fucked in this movie, not
are a
literally,
summer village.
figuratively. Exactly. And so that's kind of a battle back and forth. It's like, hey, we need to fucking close the things down, and the mayor's like, no, we don't, we can't do that. And then more shark attacks happen, and we get the whole, all right, well, I guess if we're not going to close the beach down, let's have a bunch of drunken fucking pirates go on their ships and try to hunt down the shark and kill it, and we'll give a nice reward to the person who kills the shark. And then they
What
kill a
was it, like
shark, but it's.
$3,000 for the head of
I
the
think
shark?
so. I think so.
Yep.
But yeah, so everybody who has a boat, which is pretty much anybody in this town because it's a lake town,
And a bunch of people from out
the.
of town, too.
Yeah, everybody's coming. Everybody's coming to get that reward. And they're just out pretty much throwing dynamite and, fucking doing whatever to get that shark. We do find a
Shooting
shark.
water.
Yeah. We do get a shark, but it's not the shark. It's just a freaking tiger shark that got
Yep.
caught in the crosshairs of the fucking drunk boat people.
Poor
And
innocent
then,
bystander.
yeah, he didn't do anything. He just was a shark.
Right.
Then we get Richard Dreyfuss showing up as he's
Hoopa.
as
Mr. Hoopa.
a Hooper. Hoopah.
Mr.
He shows
Hoopa.
up. He's the what is that called? The
Marine
marine
biologist.
biologist. There we go. Ah, I knew it kind
You
of.
got
He
it.
shows up. He's like, "Hey, we I'm here because you guys called me, and I want to see what's going on here." And then they tell him like, "Oh, it was a boating accident." He looked at him like, "You stupid sons of bitches! This is not a boating accident. Does a boating accident cause shark bites? No, you idiots." And then more of the same goes on. More people get eaten, a little kid gets eaten. This movie doesn't like children, because I think over the whole franchise there's a lot of death to children in this franchise.
Well, to be fair, it's one way of getting the audience hooked because, oh my God, they killed a kid. Yeah,
Yeah.
they
Oh
did, because nature don't give a yeah. You fuck up pets
fuck.
or kids. Yeah, you fuck up pets or kids, and
That
all of a sudden the
reminds me.
audience is like, "You bastard, kill it!"
Yep.
There's something in this film that I didn't put together until literally, like, fucking, I was rewatching bits of it. There's a dude that loses his dog, yeah? Okay?
Yeah.
The dog's name is Pippin. In the Meg. Do you remember the wedding that's going on? Your wand's dog. The dog's name
Oh, yeah.
is Pippin. So that's the joke. This time Pippin survives.
That's good.
He just had to be smaller and quicker.
Apparently.
Unfortunately, the real Pippin died. Well, I mean, obviously, because it's a dog. It probably wouldn't be alive still to this day. If that, it would be a super dog.
Indeed.
But yeah, so bad things are happening. And then we get Robert Shaw. Sir Robert Shaw, or Quint, as he's called in the movie. He is a hardened sea captain who has seen shit. And he's like, I'll hunt it down, and I don't fucking need anybody's help. I'll do it all by myself.
But I ain't gonna do it for no measly 3,000.
Had a lottery list of shit. I want money. I want sandwiches.
Oh, he had the fucking town by the balls, and he knew it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He just grabbed that town by its sack and squeezed until
I can tickle him.
They were like,
all right, and crush him. The question
no,
is,
no. They're tapping out, and so yeah, so we got Brody, Quint, and Hooper. They go out on a boat to go try to hunt the shark down and rid the town of the demon that is killing everybody. Yes, that happens. And then it's a good bonding experience. The three of them become fast friends. Kind of, maybe, probably not, but they're
still drinking, a little laughing.
I can't remember if your power had gone or not before I revealed that little thing from the book that might have been.
Yes, you did.
Okay, cool.
I believe you said about the relationship with the wife, right?
Yeah, Hooper and the wife.
Yes,
that power. If you read the book.
If you read the book, other things happen. That's normally what happens in books, though. They have more
More specifically in this, though, because basically the two producers read it, thought it was great. They had read it based on a review that they'd seen, whereby at the end of the review, someone said this would make a great movie. So they read the book. And they were like, oh, yeah, this would make a great movie. They even admitted that if they read it a second time, they would have realized there were certain things that they were just been kind of going, how the fuck are we going to film this? I have no idea. they got Spielberg to read it. I don't think he was the first choice for director, but they got Spielberg to read it, and he must have just read it the once as well, because he was like, yeah, I can do this. And he was like, I don't know if I can do this. But basically, they liked the idea, but if you break the book into like the three acts, all they really, really, really liked was the shark hunt from Act 3. So basically, the lads on the boat and all that, that's probably the most true to form thing from the book. The circumstances, generally speaking, are the same. You know, it's, you know, the town, the shark attack, what needs to be done, and all the rest of it. But in regards to the characters and character developments, like the idea of Brody being being afraid of the water, that was something Spielberg chucked in, you know. There was a few other bits and pieces. Basically, they stripped away and rewrote the characters and the character interactions, because for one thing, I think if they had kept in Hooper stupping the chief's wife at some point, it might have added a slightly different dynamic to that whole camaraderie at the end.
Yeah,
it definitely would have been oh no, the shark got him. Better go.
Whoa, nay.
Hey, what happened to him? Oh, it was an accident. He just fell into the shark.
No, like, really? Yeah, sorry, Buzz, did you? Thought you wanted to continue.
I mean, I'm good. I ain't going anywhere until the Pokemon power goes out again. DT just sent me a message. It's like, your power has been restored. I said, well, fuck you, I don't care.
You should have sent them one back. I know, I'm back on the fucking air, assholes.
I almost was gonna type fuck you, but I'm like,
they don't need that proof.
They're just an automated bot. They're not even really a fucking person.
Yeah,
waste my energy.
Flashback, and we see some AI behind the fucking thingy reading Buzz's controls. Oh, I feel bad.
It starts crying.
Or yeah, so a button.
Yeah, they're hunting the shark. They're having a good old time. Quint tells this very, very depressing story.
Dude, it's a historically accurate fucking story.
I'm not saying it's still depressing.
But it's still fucking depressing, right?
It's a mood setter.
He didn't win the fucking lottery.
No, but hang on. It's a mood setter because we know Quint knows sharks, and this is explaining the exact reason why he's entire life. Because he says it when he fucking... when he addressed the town, y'all know who I am, how I make my living, implying this is what I fucking do. And that story explains that, you know? It explains...
No, it definitely explains, like, why he is, you know, the way he is and shit.
Sorry, maybe it's just me. I never found it depressing. I found it...
Well, I mean, intriguing. A lot of people dying is somewhat... I mean, there's nothing... it's intriguing, but it also, I think, it's more heavily depressing because all the lives lost in the story.
I lost my three best friends. Didn't know if I was going to survive. But I was pretty happy about it.
You know what? He should be happy about it. He survived until the end of the movie. Then he got eaten by the shark.
That was bad.
There's going to be no spoiler alerts. This movie's been out way too fucking long for that. So if you haven't seen it by now...
Like I said before, that scene where the jaw... where down on Quint... that right there is kind of like the one of the most memorable scenes from like my fucking childhood.
This film is probably... there are others, but I will probably say that this film is probably one of the most important horror films. Because of just what it was able to accomplish, like outside of like just the money that it made, the publicity that it made. This is probably I'll get into that when we talk more about the movie after. But like, so the rest of the movie, we lose Quint. They come up with a great idea to try to explode the shark, and that's what happens. Sheriff Brody takes his gun, and he shoots the little
you son of a bitch.
Thing that he had in his mouth. I forgot what it was.
Oxygen tank.
Yeah, there you go. Oxygen tank. And he shot it, blew him up in the end, happily ever after, except for Quint and the little kid and the girl at the beginning. But this is a good chunk of happily ever after. It's only three or four people died. Fuck it. Who cares?
Pretty sure it was more than that.
Who cares? It's
there was a lot of people.
It's the last of the amount of the entire town. So
right.
We lost some people, but we got to blow up a shark, so that's kind of cool. And that's Jaws.
And I lost the shark cage because that motherfucker peeled it back like it was made out of aluminum.
He's a scary son bitch.
Yeah, this, like you were saying, this film is a hallmark moment, I suppose, in regards horror movies and movie making in general. And like we discussed before, it's one of those interesting questions whereby, you know, was it so suspenseful by deliberate action or by necessity due to the shark being a cunt to work with? Buzz definitely.
Yeah.
Do you know that for a fact or that's...
Well,
you watched the documentary. You can answer the question.
Yeah, a lot of it was they had so much more plans for the shark to be in it. And Spielberg even said himself where it's like, you know, I unintentionally like kind of... I don't know how much more it was supposed to be in. I don't know if this was whole like fucking Friday the 13th where you see a fucking the villain every 2 seconds. But I mean, there was supposed to be. It was only 4 minutes of actual screen time, I think, that the shark actually had. Mm. And I think it was supposed to be more than 4 minutes. But by accident or not, the film was able to build the suspense of not showing the shark. Almost halfway through the movie.
I think it's a prime example of... this is going to make me sound like a horrible bastard. It's a prime example of cinema using the rendition technique, whereby the onus is on the imagination of the audience to contrive what it is that's out there. And as a result of that, it builds up tension far more than when they're presented with a definitive fact. All we know for the majority of the movie is that there's something big out there in the water with really sharp teeth that is killing people. We have no idea. Okay, we know it's a shark, but we haven't seen it. We have no idea of what it looks like, We don't know anything more than if you go in the water, you're going to die. And I think as a result of that, and the way that the scenes play out in regards to the characters' reactions to everything, that scene on the beach where like everyone's fucking trying to relax and Brody's been told to leave the beach open, he's just sitting there and it's just everyone at once sees something happening in the water. He's like, what the fuck was that? And just the way the camera pans in on Brody's just like, oh no.
Well,
And see
even that big go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, even that beginning scene with the skinny dipper, like they even said that you were supposed to see the shark there. It was supposed to be right there right away. You were
Oh,
supposed to
okay.
see it. But because of it malfunctioning, they went with the way that they did it, where she just kind of gets like flawed around and move, but you don't see anything.
And to be honest, that
And that's more terrifying
yeah.
Oh yeah.
to me.
I was gonna say
Like,
like one of my favorites was the two guys out on the dock fishing with the wife's brisket, you know. The fact that you see part of it like swim out and then turn around and go back to the guys. You never see anything, but the fact that you just watched it rip this fucking
except that you don't actually ever know that he did turn around and go back. Think
No,
about
it
it.
went.
The
Oh, I
pier,
guess that
the
could have been like maybe
pier,
the wave.
the pier came back, but the whole point is the
Right.
pier washes up on the fucking beach next to the
True.
lads. So therefore, the entire time your man could have just been swimming from the pier being washed back in and the shark was fucking gone. That's what makes that scene.
So that just
It's
makes it even better because I was thinking of like the
that
way it
entire
turned, I kind of pictured it pulling it back and then giving up.
and
So that makes it even better.
that's the point. That entire scene is a Schrodinger's box. You never can open the box to know if he was ever under the water or not,
Right.
because all the elements are there to say he could be, but it could just easily have been the driftwood floating in. That's, and once again, I think whether intentional or not, these scenes add up to something that is rightfully been historically fucking preserved by more than
Oh,
just mad bastards such as myself, you know.
I've always said when it comes to movies, the scariest thing is the unknown.
yeah.
It allows you, what you build up in your head
Is
of
always
what
far
is
worse.
the danger is far worse than when you actually see it.
Yeah, it's like in
And
real
you know,
life.
for being in the mid-70s, like for when we do see the shark, it doesn't look awful.
No.
It's just it was flawed with a bunch of malfunctions. But like it doesn't look, I mean, yeah, it doesn't look like a real shark. I'm not
I'll
gonna
be
go out and
honest,
say,
all
oh my
things
God, I didn't know what was real, what wasn't, but
I'll be honest, all things being equal, even to this day, I think visually speaking, it holds up. I mean, it has the advantage of being an actual practical effect, and CGI just constantly looks
and I
bollocks.
think they did worse with the sequels when they tried to like update it or whatever, like, oh, we got te better money or more technology for we're gonna make it look. I still think the original looks the best. For
No,
all
I
the updates
agree.
and more money, and
I
I
think
think the original shark looked better than all the other ones.
in the second one, if I remember correctly, they had to basically redo everything because the original Bruce's had rotted. But visually speaking, the second shark, like, I don't think there was too much done apart from after the like it gets burned kind of early, I suppose, in the film. So
Yes,
as a
it
result,
does,
it's
yeah.
scarred. But that scarring aside, I think visually speaking and possibly mechanically speaking, it looked identical to the Bruce's. Now, whatever about the ones after it, but at least that they didn't vary. If anything, they didn't vary too much, apart from just giving it the scarring thing. But yeah, like I said, just even still to this day, the fact that it's a practical effect, it always is going to hold up.
Now, somebody in the chat was saying, Altatura, I think Jaws's biggest sin is marketing itself as a monster movie, but instead being a great story about inner turmoil, problem of expectations.
And I think a lot of that does have to do with I mean, I guess the marketing is done after the movie, but I mean, a lot of that is I think they plan on it being more of a monster movie than anything, because of the malfunction of the shark, it couldn't be seen for more than the time that we saw it.
But like you said,
I mean,
because that the whole leaving the viewer imagination fill in the blanks, it builds
yeah.
one hell of a fucking monster in your mind.
Yeah. And like I said, that's what I was just saying. Like any monster is worse in your imagination than what it is than when you finally see it. A lot of times when when you have a bad that's, kind of teased that throughout a whole movie and then it finally appears, you're like, oh, that's it. Like it's the imagination of what you have as of the big bad is far more scary. So and then when it does show, like I said, that's like I said, intentional or not, the fact that you don't see it throughout a good chunk of the movie, or you just see a fin or something, you know it's there, but you don't see it until that back half of the movie, just makes the suspense and just the tension and the hairs just stand up on your back when it is, hunting or when it is mentioned or whatever, and then when you see it, you're like, ah, yes, because it's just that couple little kicks that you see it, and then you don't see it again. It just works, like I said, intentionally or not, it just works to a fucking like. When we get to my scores, you might be surprised at what I give it. Maybe, I don't know,
Well,
but yeah.
that's a decent enough segue to me, I think, to move into the trailer section of things and
Yes.